We're going to take, I guess, one public comment. Is there more than one?
There it is.
That's it. Okay. We do have public comment, public forum set for later in the day. Looks like item 28, but because someone is here now, I wanted to allow her to speak, Barbara Graves.
Thank you so much for letting me speak out of order. I, too, want to thank you all for the great job that you do. And I'm also an inveterate watcher of this board. You know, I come and just sit and watch a lot. And I just like the way you treat the various constituency groups concerning water quality, and I want to thank you for that. You're terrific and a leader in the state, this board. I'm here today as a commissioner on the environment for the city of Capitola, and there are a couple of issues I'd just like to bring to your attention. One is you have heard many times from the Lampico watershed on timber issues, and I think I'm happy to report today that Sempervirens Fund is stepping up to the plate to purchase a large portion of that land. Once that purchase takes place, the local community has to come up with $500,000, so this purchase is going to take a little while. It's not a wealthy community. But once that purchase takes place, there will be various restoration projects, and I'm just bringing that to your attention for the issue of water quality, that if there are any SEPs or anything in that area, that you might consider allotting to that particular watershed, to be aware that now there are preservation efforts that will really impact water quality in that region. The second thing I want to bring to your attention for my own watershed, which is the Soquel Creek watershed, is that with the problem of sedimentation being as severe as it is in that particular watershed, we become concerned on the Commission on the Environment about the issue of genetically modified organisms, trees that are GMOs. Now, those trees, as you know, will be growing faster than the 10-year period. So the permitting process for those particular forests will be far less and potentially not come before this board at all, because they will be so fast growing they will be considered a different crop. You understand what I'm saying, so I won't go into the details of that. But to be aware of that change in the timber industry and the impact of those lessened permits on watersheds like mine, I just wanted to bring that to your attention so that you could consider it as you make your future decisions. And thank you again for the great work you do.
Thank you.
I have a question.
Yes.
I would like a little more information on the trees and the forestry thing. Could you send us an email on that or something?
Well, I can do better than that. I can give you a DVD that similar to the one that you had on plastics.
Right.
About this particular issue and how it's going to impact watersheds because of the changes in permitting.
That'd be really helpful.
Yes, I'd be happy to supply that to you.
Thanks, Barbara.
Thank you.
And, Barbara, you know that Mr. Segundi is here. Have you had a chance to share your thoughts with him?
Not yet.
Not yet.
She just did. And
right, but...
Thank you. There will be a lot more about this.
Sure.
I think that it's an issue that has not really come before the public eye or the eye of governing agencies yet, but it's going to be impacting a lot of watersheds, not just mine.
How do you think that this would actually impact water quality?
Well, I think that, I've watched this board be the defenders of water quality in logging issues.
Right.
So that, you send staff out to actually verify whether or not water quality is being impacted. But, for example, and they won't, these forests won't require your board to permit logging efforts anymore because it will be under the guise of agriculture. It will be like flower growers because they will grow so quickly they'll be under a different process. The same is true in my county. Like, there's a setback required in my county. And cities have, City of Santa Cruz has their own requirement, too. That is different for logging operations, but that the wording of the laws all relate to long-term growth of trees, you know, the age of the forest and so forth. And these GMO trees will be growing in under 10 years. I mean, they will be full height, ready for logging in under 10 years. So the regulatory possibilities in the system in local municipalities as well as at the state level are not currently up to par with this particular threat. And so a lot of the sedimentation issues that are protected by regulatory agencies like yours, within closeness to watersheds as well as just the slide issue and things like that will just fall through the cracks unless we're aware of them.
But it's not that the GMO trees are going to be have some defect in and of themselves as
the presence of the trees themselves is a separate issue. I wasn't getting into that with you because but there are issues in the farming community that will be the same in the the tree growers community, that you can't really control whether or not the wind carries, like you have a non-GMO crop next to a GMO crop and the cross-pollination of those two and how the GMO spreads throughout the region in an unintended way. There's been a lot of studies done about that, and some people are very concerned about that as well. But the water quality issue, I think, is one that is paramount in my particular watershed, and I think will be throughout the state as well.
Thank you.
I'll supply with more information. Thank you for hearing me.
Thank you. Okay. We have approval of the December